Testing. Yes.
As loud as possible, sir.
Hare Krishna.
That's loud.
Manasiksha number 10, shlok. Ratim Gauri Leela. Okay, I'll start again. Rati Gauri Leela Apatapati Sondarya Kirane Sachi Lakshmi Satya Paribhavati Sobhagya Valane Vasikari Chandravali Mukha Navinabrajasati Kshipatya Aradhya Haridaita Radham Bhajamana.
Ratim Gauri Leela Apitapati Sondarya Kirane Sachi Lakshmi Satya Paribhavati Sobhagya Valane Vashikari Chandravali Mukhanavina Vrajasati Kshipatya Radhyatam Haridaita Radham Bhajamana.
Ratim Gauri Leela Apitapati Sondarya Kirane Sachi Lakshmi Satya Paribhavati Sobhagya Valane Vasikari Chandravali Mukhanavina Vrajasati
What meaning?
That Rati, Gauri, and Leela are all diminished in the glory of the splendor of Srimati Radhika.
Who is the Rati?
Rati is the wife of Cupid.
Rati Gauri?
Gauri is the wife of Lord Shiva.
And Leela?
The wife of Narayan?
Yes.
And all of them are diminished in the effulgence of Srimati Radhika, her Kirana, her effulgence. And Satyabhama even is not of the stature of Srimati Radhika.
Sachi,
Mother Sachi, who is the wife of Lord Indra. Lakshmi, the wife of Lord Narayan, and Satyabhama even, one of the queens of Krishna and Dwarka.
Ramana.
Sachi is the wife of Lord Indra.
Yes.
They're not, they're diminished in the beauty of Srimati Radhika. And even the chaste Braja maidens, headed by Chandravali, are not of the caliber of Srimati Radhika, who is Sri Krishna's favorite.
Yo, slow.
Ratim Gauri Leela Apitapati Sandarya Kiranai Sachi Lakshmi Satya Paribhavati Sobhagya Banalai Basi Karais Chandravali Mukha Navina Braja Sati Ksipatya Radya Ta Hari Daita Radam Bhajamanaha.
Meaning?
Meaning is that, oh my dear mind, I'm requesting you to worship only Srimati Radhika, who is the most beloved of Sri Krishna. Yeah. Why? Because simply by the effulgence of her beauty, the glories of Rati, Gauri, and Leela are scorched. They are not at all significant. Yeah. Moreover, by her extreme good fortune, the fortune of Satyabhama, of Lakshmi Devi, of Sachi, becomes completely insignificant. Moreover,
becomes?
Insignificant. Yeah. Moreover, of all the young coward girls headed by Chandravali, their fortune is cast far away by the glories of Srimati Radhika. So my dear mind, only just worship the most beloved of Sri Hari, Srimati Radhika.
Oh my dear mind, please give up attachment for all others and with single-pointed mind, only worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, who is the beloved of Krishna. She destroys the beauty of Rati, Gauri, and Leela by the effulgent rays of her beauty. By her great good fortune, she vanquishes Sachi, Lakshmi, and Satya, and she destroys the pride and casts far away the young maidens of Braj headed by Chandravali by her ability to bring Krishna under control. So just worship this Srimati Radhika in Braj.
Very good.
That Srimati Radhika, who by her beauty defeats Sachi, who is the consort of Kamdev, who by her beauty Indra, who by her beauty defeats Rati, who is the consort of Kamdev, and Leela, who is the consort of Narayan. And by her Sobhagya, her fortune, she defeats Shachi, who is the consort of Indradev, Lakshmi Devi, who is the consort of Narayan, and
then why two times Narayan's wife? Why two times? Narayan has three wives.
Sri, Bhu, Leela.
So, three he are told. And
Satyabhama. By her Sobhagya she defeats Satyabhama. And also she conquers Chandravali, who is the head of all the gopis in Braj, and
Naveen,
new, and she casts them all away. So, oh mind, please worship this Hari Daita Radha, the most beloved of Sri Hari.
He is very good. His words and everything. Bolo.
Ratin Gauri Lilaya Pita Pati Sandarja Kiranai Sachi Lakki Sattas Paribhavati Sobhagya Valanai Vasikarai Chandravali Mikhanavina Vrajasati Chippattara Tang Haridaita Radhang Bhajamanaha. Srila Das Goswami Pad for the devotees is telling, oh my dear mind, you only do bhajan of Haridaita Srimati Radhika. What means Daita? Daita means Dattanam Atmanam Yasa Iti. From whom Krishna has given his even soul, by whose hand Krishna completely sold out. Who is that? Srimati Radhika. What Radhika's quality? Mind to low. I may do bhajan of Roti, Gauri, Leela. They are very beautiful. Then Das Goswami is telling to his mind, no, even Roti, the connoisseur of Cupid, and Gauri, connoisseur of Shivji, and Leela, the connoisseur of Narayan, they even got defeated by Radhika's beauty. Radhika is so beautiful, matchless beautiful, no one's compared to her. And even moreover, he's so fortunate. Even Sochi, Lakhi, Lakshmi and Satta, they got defeated by his fortune, good fortune. How come? Satyabhama is prominent queen in Dwaraka, and Lakshmi is among the Narayana's three connoisseurs. Lakshmi is prominent, and Sochi is the connoisseur of heavenly planet Indra, who is the king of demigods. His connoisseur, why they are not so fortunate? Then answer is this: when Satyabhama, hearing the glory of Braj Gopis, she became sulky. Then Krishna told, kick out Satraj's daughter Satta from here. She could not tolerate the glory of Braj Gopis. Lakshmi not allowed to enter in Rasdan. She still is doing austerity in Belvon. And Sochi, he always entangled with Indra. Although he is very nice, but he has no quality to be in Braj. Even Chandravali, she can kick out far away from him, from her. How come when Krishna was in Ras dance, then Krishna gave up all gopis and took only Radhika? Srila Jayadev Goswami has told in his Gita Govinda, Kamsaridapi Sansara Basana Baddha Srinkhalam, Radha Madhai Hridaya Taktaja Braja Sundari. Taking Radhika in his heart, embracing her, he gave her all, even Nobin Braja Sati, means young youth Braj Gopis, he left them. So never Krishna take anyone other than Srimati Radhika, Roti, Sochi, Lakha, Satta, no one is with Krishna. So she is the most fortunate by his service, by his beauty. So oh my dear mind, only being one pointed, being Bhavullah Sati, Sarpa Srimati Radhika. Samang Sri Rupena Smara Giri, Samang Sri Rupena
Smar Garipit.
Braje Radha Krishna Seva Lavana Vidya Jivuno Jijo Tadijya Kha Sabana Nati Panchamritam Idam Dhan Nitya Govardhanam Tam Bhajamana.
Tomorrow. Oh, you.
Oh, dear mind, give up attachment for all others and just worship the most beloved of Sri Krishna, Sri Radhika, who inflames the Sri Rati, glory and lila, with effulgence of her beauty, and who vanquishes the pride of
good fortune.
The good fortune of Sachi, Lakshmi Devi, and
Satyabhama
by the beauty, by her
good fortune,
and moreover, this Srimati Radhika, she's supermost Braj Gopi.
Ability to control.
She is. She has ability control.
Krishna.
Even Krishna. So just worship this Srimati Radhika.
Good. Have you understood something?
Mm-hmm.
What is the essence?
Oh my mind, please worship Srimati Radhika, who is the most dearly beloved of Sri Krishna.
Okay, go on.
Pretty much, she destroys the beauty with her effulgence. She destroys the beauty of
diminishes
the beauty of Rati, Gauri, and Lila. She with her she destroys the good fortune of Sachi. She diminishes the good fortune of
Sachi,
Lakshmi, and Satyabhama. And even the gopis headed by Chandravali can't even approach her.
Great qualities.
The purpose is that, O mind, be one pointed to Radhika worship.
Bhavullah Sadati.
Where Radhika is not, then Chandravali and others may be prominent. But where Srimati Radhika is prominent to all. Most beloved of Krishna. Even he can give up Satyabhama, Rukmini and others. He can give up Chandravali and others. But not Radhika, always with Krishna, most beloved, each other. There was a king, his name was Bharat. In golden age.
But if he would have asked you to speak, then he wants to hear.
In golden age. Saptayug. At that time, the longevity life of a person was 1 lakh years.
100,000.
More than.
100,000.
And this Bharat Maharaj realized that this world is dark veil. Anyone cannot be in this world. And without bhakti of Krishna, anyone cannot be liberated and cannot have the service of Krishna. And without service of Krishna, anyone cannot be happy. He realized. And then in the age of 50,000 years, and a half, he left this world. He gave up his wife, children, big kingdom, wealth, reputation, and everything. And he went
forest.
How?
To do bhajan.
When he left, how he left? If a man has so much
pressure to pass latrine,
and no chance to go latrine anywhere, because no place, it was city, where to go? So very big pressure was there, and anywhere he went and passed the stool, he felt so happy.
Relief.
Understand?
Got relief.
So he got relief as a stool passing and left children's kingdom, wife, everything. And there he went in a forest, very beautiful place, near a river, and he was practicing bhakti yoga. One day he was in meditation. A deer came to graze cow grasses, and in the meantime a lion very near us wanted to attack the
deer,
and he was roaring. Hearing the voice, the samadhi
of Bharat Maharaj trance was broken,
and he saw that by the fear of lion, the deer jumped the river
across
to take a cross.
But in the middle of the river, when she was crossing, his womb,
she was pregnant. So small.
And so a baby deer came out, and he was sinking in the river. Sometimes up and down.
Drowning.
And that deer.
Mother deer.
With pathetic
glance.
She was looking towards Bharat Maharaj once, and second
his baby.
That can you please save my
child?
And then she died. And Bharat Maharaj came from trance and took the
baby
deer in his laps, and he went back to his ashram. Then gradually deer was becoming
bigger and bigger.
And now whole mamata, minus
attraction, attachment,
that I am father, mother, a friend, everything of this deer. If I was not there, not there, who will take care? Then he will die, she will die. Thus, he began to become bigger. When he used to be in trance, to chant his mantra, deer come, used to come, and by his
head.
Karasing.
Oh.
And jumped in, used to jump in his lap.
Like Nrsingha.
So he could not do. In this way, gradually, minus more became thick in that deer. And he was thinking only of dear bhajan.
Oh, my dear, please come near.
After some time, one day, a big
group of deer came.
And he saw that, oh, they are in
my family.
Family. And he jumped and met with them, mixed with them, and he
ran away.
Now he was thinking, Bharat Maharaj, oh, where is that deer? Where is that? Where is that?
What will happen to him?
Perhaps any lion or tiger, they have
swallowed.
Or, what became? Always thinking.
My dear.
Where is Krishna? No meditation of Krishna, no name of Krishna, nothing, only dear.
My dear.
And in the meantime, his death came, time of death. And thinking dear. What became? Next life he became dear. If anyone think of his wife, his daughter, his son, wealth,
his dog,
dogs,
cats,
then they will be dogs.
Nrsingha.
They will be like that.
During death.
After what became?
So next life, Bharat Maharaj, he took birth as a deer. We heard how by becoming attached to any object and remembering that always we become devoid of our inclination to worship God, Krishna. So in this next life, when he was deer, he was remembering, by Krishna's mercy, that in previous life he had become sidetracked. He, instead of perfecting his bhajan, he had become attracted to this deer, and he lost the opportunity to remember Krishna at the time of that and always be liberated and engaged in serving Sri Krishna. So that life, he thought, this time I should not become entangled in any karma or any reactions that I will again have to take birth again and again in the cycle of birth and death. So in his deer form, Bharat Maharaj, he went to the ashram of rishis and stayed there very nearby, always remembering how I lost.
Hearing their Harikatha.
Hearing Harikatha, and this
taking bath in Ganges.
So, very fortunate. Then, after that, when time of death came, in his next life, Bharat Maharaj became very great saintly personality, Jada Bharat. He took birth in a very pious family. And from birth, he was engaged in so many auspicious activities. But he was thinking, I should not get entangled in this world anymore. If I obey what my father is telling, or my brothers are advising me, then again I may become entangled in so many reactions, karma. So he thought, if I only meditate upon Sri Krishna, and I behave as if I am deaf and dumb, I don't understand anything, then my good fortune will be that this is my last life and I will attain perfection. So thinking like this, his father tried to teach him how to chant mantra or and everything he did opposite way. So his father, although he loved him so much, he knew that my son, he cannot follow proper advice. So he asked his brothers, you always look after your brother. So then
he died.
And father died. Yeah. Then brothers, yeah, they thought, oh, our brother is dumb. Yeah. He doesn't understand anything. We should just keep him near the field to protect our field from any dangerous animals, or if they
bugs.
See a bird, like a guard. Yeah. So
what they used to give him?
They used to give him whatever was left over, corn. But he never complained. He never complained, and he was eating whatever was offered to him. And he was quite healthy. Yeah. So being near that field, protecting a band of worshippers of Durga, they came there. And they were always looking for opportunity to offer their worshipable deity some sacrifice. And in that time, either animal or man, whatever they...
They captured one man, but he ran away.
They captured a man to offer to Kali, Durga. And he ran away. So they saw Yat Bharat, and they thought, oh, he is very fit, to be offered to Kali.
All symptoms are very good.
All of the symptoms,
So they caught him, and he didn't protest, because that was his nature. Whatever God has arranged, I will accept, but I will not become entangled. So he came with them, and they wanted to offer him to Kali. So they were ready to cut off his head. That was the system of offering sacrifice. So they put his head on a stone, and they were ready. And just as they were going to cut his head, Kali, she burst out of her statue, and she took, she has choppers, like we use for cutting the bhutang,
big sword,
big, and she cut off all the heads of the
dacoits,
and they were all slaughtered. Only Yat Bharat was protected, because he is Krishna's devotee. She could not accept that he should be killed in sacrifice. So in the meantime, Yat Bharat was...
No, when Kali came and told Prabhu, why you are hiding yourself?
Acha. So Kali said to him, why you are hiding your glories? You are a great devotee. You should help others, enlighten them. So Yat Bharat was thinking, how to continue. And as he was...
Oh, after that?
After that he was taken by
a king's
soldiers.
Rahugana.
And he was forced, King Rahugana forced him to carry the palanquin for the king. But because Jara Bharat was absorbed...
Where he was going?
Kapilasha.
Why are Jara Bharat? Rahugana king was going.
To his kingdom.
Kapilasha.
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 Kapilasha. Learn some philosophy.
He was going to learn, and they indentured him as a servant to carry the palanquin for the king, but...
Why he was going?
Because the...
No, to Kapilashram.
To Kapilashram, he was going...
To learn...
To learn...
What?
Atma Tat.
Brahma Gyan.
Tattva Gyan.
Tattva Gyan. So, he was carrying the palanquin with the other carriers, but sometimes he was seeing ants, and he didn't want to step on the ants, so he would stop, and the palanquin almost fell over, and they warned him not to do that, but he did it again, and then the king became very angry, and the ministers became angry, and the king said, don't you know that I'm a king? Why are you doing this? You could be punished very severely. And then Jara Bharat explained to him the philosophy, very important shlokas, Rahuganai tat tapasa nayati, Achejaya Nirvapana Brihadva, Achandasa Naiva Jalagni Surya Vina Mahat Parajo Vishekam. He explained that without getting the dust of a pure devotee, there's no hope, even by tapasa, by tapasya's penances. By penances, you cannot achieve the supreme nayati, not by becoming a sannyasi. Nachandasa, not by chanting slokas of the Vedas. Naiva Jalagni Surya, there's a penance that they sit in the cold water with stones in the heat of the sun this type of penances too. Sitting in the sunlight with fires all around one won't do it. Sitting in the water with the cold stones, even in the wintertime, these sages sit in these river, in the river, in the Gange, up in the Himalayas. He said, this won't do it. The only thing that's going to give you perfection is by getting the dust, one particle of the dust of a pure devotee. This is the path, this is the way to perfection. He told the king, and the king was struck with wonder, because he said, he's looking like a dumb man, you know, matted locks. He looked very, very like a retarded person, but he's speaking the highest philosophy. So the king then understood his glories
and asked,
properly.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Then what he told? Tumhi bole do.
Are you Kopil Dev? Are you Navajanendra? I am going to know all this philosophy. Who are you? He jumped from his palanquin and told this thing. Then Jada Bharat, Dham Bharat told, have you heard name of Bharat in your dynasty? Upon whose name this Ajanava Varsha came India, Bharat Varsha? Yes, well, I am the same person. Then he told his all previous history, how he gave up his kingdom, why it mentioned, Yodustajam Darasutan, Surid Raja Hidispisa, Malayiva Tatya Jivaiva Uttam Sloka Lalasa. Very hard for any young person to give up his wife, children who is broken language, and his wealth and reputation. But Bharat Maharaj gave up all these things like stool, Gurudev told. So Bharat Maharaj told his whole story. Then I was entangled with the deer, so I became like this position. I don't want to waste my life and give all instruction. Then Rahuvan Raja, getting all instructions, became very happy and honored him so much. And Bharat Maharaj also went there from there. Then Rahuvan Raja's life became successful hearing all these instructions from him. So main thing is someone want to advance in Krishna consciousness and want to make his life successful, then have to follow three principles. Bhakta pada dhuliyar, bhakta pada jal, bhakta bhukta sesti in sadhanir bal. Bhakta pada dhuli, the fittest particle of devotee. Oh, you may think, oh, like he, like my human being, like myself, oh, I know better than him. Why do you respect him so much? My fittest and same fittest, same, we are walking same place. Just like when milk is there, you don't know if one drop of poison, although by your open eyes you could understand poison is there, but it act like a poison and you will die. In the same way, in same sand you are stopping and one Mukta Mahaprabhu liberated soul stepping, then you will be work for your soul. Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal, the feet bath water of devotee. Even Bhagavan want to get feet bath water of devotee, but to serve others. And bhakta pada dhuli, when once Krishna became very sick, then none can, Ayurveda could not make him cure. Naradji came and told, oh Prabhu, how will be cured? Then Krishna told, only if I get the feet dust of the devotee, then I will be cured. Then Naradji went to heavenly planet and Vaikuntha everywhere, no one ready to give feet dust. Then Naradji came to Braj. Then Gopis told, if Krishna, if feet dust, I will go hellish planet. But Krishna will be cured. We don't care for hellish planet. We may be life after life, birth after birth, hellish planet, we have no problem, but Krishna must be cured. Then they give that feet dust. And now this is brought it and give to Krishna, and Krishna smell whole body, Krishna we can cure immediately. We just left our feet dust and put in a pond, and then we can tilak, we put tilak every day, Gopi Chandan. So Bhakta Pada Jal and Bhakta Bhukta Vases, which prasadas remnant there have to take. Remnant two types. So one is Harikatha of speaking, coming from his lotus leaf, and the prasad left over. By that prasad you can conquer even Maya. It mentioned that Tayuka Bhukta Sragandha Vasa Alankara Chochita Puchista Bhajina Dasasto Mayam Jaya Mahi. If someone wants to get rid of Anartha, get rid of Maya, have to take, serve all these things, then you will be advancing Krishna consciousness and life will be successful. This is the essence of these teachings of Bharat Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
There are two things. If you want to do bhajan, and if you have left, you have not coming.
Battery.
Battery down.
No.
No. If
not
you
bad.
Have left your wife, children and everything, don't be attached to any other. Only attached in Krishna name, Krishna, beauty, Krishna and everything. You will have to give other. Even grihastha you are, you should not be too much attached to your house and everywhere. Being there, you can support your children and wife and others as your duty. You must do it. But I am owner of all,
doer,
owner of all, you will have to be. So don't be attached. And second, Jad Bharat was detached from whole world.
Battery down hai este, battery down hai este.
Hare Krishna.
Right. Don't be attached. Whatever, whatever you have, you should support your life anyhow, maintain your life and do bhajan. If you will only be attached to anyone at the death of time, time of death, you will be again hog, pigs, dogs, cats.
Monkey, donkey.
Nisringi.
You have cat, but don't be attached, otherwise you will have to be cat. Only see Gaur Premanandi.
Gaur.
Yes.
Sleep all day.
Nowadays,
thank you, the control of the
many persons think it is okay to be a cat or a dog because cat has such a nice life, only sleeping, eating. They are suffering, but they think if I would be a cat, I would be okay.
Mm.
Oh,
Prabhu. What time you will have to go for class?
I think they're coming here. Shamarani coming at 11.
No, but this happened.
Evening.
Oh, class
class.
Is 4
o'clock.
4
o'clock.
Four
four
o'clock?
To leave by 4.
From here.
Yeah.
What time
four,
we have
4:30.
4:30.
4:30 from here.
From here. How many minutes that plane?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
35.
In Cebu, Cebu town. We're going out of Cebu. Out of Cebu.
Yes.
That is this way out.
Cebu
town
is
there. Where devotees village.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
They're staying here. And there are prasadam there.
Yes.
They will manage. You are managing?
Oh,
my. We're helping.
Some of us are here.
4:30. At 4:30 we'll have to go.
Yes.
We'll go.